A few weeks ago, a day or two after I'd been out of town for a few days, I noticed a dark spot on the dead-end road between my house and my neighbor's, some sort of dead bird. Based on the maggots and other grubs, it had been dead for several days, though I'm no forensic entomologist and could not set the time of death more precisely. The tail feathers were extremely stiff and pointed, and the wing feathers I could see were all black, but when I opened them, they had a white patch. This poor thing was a pileated woodpecker, the only dead one I've ever found. Right there in the middle of the road, one might guess that it had been killed by a car, but our car never gets quite that far back when we're backing out of our driveway, and my neighbor goes slowly enough out of his driveway in the short stretch before he gets to Peabody Street that killing anything would be unlikely. Even though the carcass had been flattened by his or a delivery vehicle at some point, that could not have been the cause of death. And as actual proof of that, the head and neck were completely gone. Directly above the remains was a big, thick maple branch, the exact spot where I'd photographed a great horned owl in January 2023. Owl beaks don't jut out far from their facial feathers, making them far more reluctant than hawks to stick their faces deep into a carcass. Great horned owls often lop off the head of their prey, a nice, clean bite. This carcass had also been opened up and its pectoral muscles ripped out. Owls may be fastidious, but they're not wasteful, so a great horned owl may have done this, or the neighborhood fox or a crow. I'll never know. Without the head and with the innards flattened, there was no way to determine whether this bird was a male or a female. I did know for certain that it wasn't Bibi, since getting home from our trip I'd already seen him a few times, and even if I hadn't, the feet and legs were intact, with no U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service band. But who was it? It's possible it was Bibi's mate. After the two of them appeared together once or twice in late winter or early spring, I haven't seen a female more than once or twice. But then again, I never saw his mate last year after nesting began. Male pileateds do more than half of the work of incubating eggs, trading off fairly evenly during daylight hours, and doing all the incubating every night. And males share pretty evenly all the care and feeding of nestlings and fledglings. In woodpeckers, as with many species, pairs are far more successful than single parents in keeping their young alive and thriving. Based on the direction Bibi always heads after visiting my yard, I suspect he's nesting somewhere south of here, but I don't know where, and so I have no way of knowing whether his mate is still present. This past weekend, I tracked him when he left to the alley behind the house across the street, and from that telephone pole to another to the west, and then to a third. Twice he yelled out, his head facing southwest. I suspect, or at least hope, that he was giving his mate an update about when to expect him home. Besides Bibi's mate, there's one other individual pileated woodpecker that I hope this dead one isn't. That is, whichever of Bibi's sons spent at least a couple of hours in my yard one day late last summer. He was still sort of hanging out with his dad, but was more independent than his brother. So Bibi spent time feeding one son while the other explored the back of my yard on his own. He allowed me to hang around photographing him at very close range while he checked out the stump Russ set up for me to sit on to take pictures, and then a few of the decayed logs surrounding our raspberry patch, and then our bird bath. I got hundreds of photos of this guy, but there's no way I could ever recognize him again. Wednesday, I noticed that my suet feeder was out of super suet, the kind Bibi clearly prefers. When I went out with some, a male pileated without a band was in the box elder in the back of my yard. When I walked to the feeder, he flew much closer to the box elder between my house and the feeder and watched as I put the super suet in the suet cage. Then before I'd walked even a few feet away from the feeder, in he flew. He may or may not be one of Bibi's sons, and may or may not be the one who let me come so very close last fall. I'll never know. It's both wonderful and heartbreaking that without a leg band or a permanent, unique physical feature, we can virtually never be 100% certain about any individual bird's identity from day to day, much less year to year. I'm very sad that one of my neighborhood pileated woodpeckers got killed by a predator, but I feel guilty that I was so relieved that it couldn't be Bibi and so hopeful that it might not have been that one son. Every pileated woodpecker has a right to thrive on this little planet and in this tiny neighborhood, even as every great horned owl has a right to look at each one of them as a potential meal. It may not be fair of me to play favorites, but it's very human. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.